Bump. Cakes. Casper. Chalk. Cookies. Crumbs. Cubes. Fat bags. Freebase. Gravel. Hardball. Hell. Hotcakes. Kibbles and bits. Kool-Aid. Kryptonite. Love. Mighty White. Moon rocks. Nuggets. Onion. Pebbles. Peace. Primo. Ready Rock. Rocker. Rock. Rockstar. Roxanne. Scotty. Scrabble. Scramble. Soup. Stones. Teeth. Tornado. 24/7. The Yanks aren't coming. At least not to Haringey, rated by US government experts to be as dangerous as a Latin American hellhole. According to State Department mandarins, you're as much at risk in Tottenham as in Guatemala, where the streets are stalked by death squads. The State Department has red-flagged the London boroughs of Haringey and Southwark. Red-flagging means American tourists should avoid at all costs, and is normally applied to the world's worst trouble spots. From the Evening Standard, 5th of June, 1996. Chapter 1. From Totopahana to Tottenham. 6th of November, 1999. Dawn in Tottenham is not a sight to stir the soul, more like sicken the stomach. As I drive to our target, I see the stolen purses discarded in gutters, the last gangs of stragglers staggering home through the cold, wet streets, the pools of blood clotting in alleyways, the fluttering cordons of police crime scene tape. I park on the edge of a decrepit council estate. Across the street, two Jamaican men in hooded sweatshirts stand guard in front of a four-story Victorian house, controlled by a man they call the Prince of Darkness. They're protecting everything that's going on inside, a 24-hour operation. If our struggle against drugs is a war, then these streets are the trenches and the crack houses the fortresses, secured with steel and iron, supposedly impregnable. We're about to attempt the impossible, to storm the crack house using brute force, beat those inside into submission, drag them down to the station, and close their operation down. It won't be easy. Those Victorian doors are held in place by thick bars of iron and steel which are fixed to the floor and wall. The windows are nailed shut and wire mesh covers the glass. Lurking inside are crack-addicted hitmen who kill for as little as £200, known as Bics, like the plastic razors of the same name. They are cheap and disposable. If they ever wind up in court, their evidence is seen as unreliable. Besides the Bics, the house is full of dozens of addicts, whores and gangsters armed with God knows what. Before we move, we wait for the crack to arrive. It's on its way, the last leg of its spectacular journey from Totopahana to Tottenham. In the early autumn of 1999, as she picked leaves in a remote coca farm in the Totopahana region of Colombia, 20-year-old Linda Giron stepped on a pawbreaker blast mine. She was lifted 6 feet into the air. Particles of dirt travelling faster than bullets ripped off her clothes, stones and bone fragments searing through her skin. One pebble smashed into her left eye. Deafened, she struggled to climb to her feet in the crater, but her left leg now ended in a jagged, bloody stump just above the ankle. In shock, she struggled to find her foot, scrabbling through the earth with her hands, looking for it with her one good eye. If she could find it, she thought, doctors might be able to reattach it. Olinda was still a teenager when she joined her father and uncle to work for 11 hours a day picking leaves in a remote jungle farm 3 hours from the small town of San Pablo. Her family was one of thousands who had been forced to find work on cocaine farms after they lost their crops to fumigation as part of a $1.6 billion US-sponsored program called Plan Colombia, a misguided effort to eliminate coca fields from the air. The poisonous chemicals dropped by US-supplied planes did not distinguish between different crops. Yucca, plantain, pineapple and maize crops were all destroyed, and the soil and water poisoned. Some farmers cut down more jungle in an effort to replant. Others, who could not afford to, gradually starved and became sick drinking polluted water. The fumigation program provided guerrillas with more recruits who